Hey, this is a chart review. Today's 8-9. This is Dr. English at Deerbrook, Deerbrook. Emergency room. Date of service is 8-8-2022. First patient is JM, 9-year-old child with a rash on his tummy because of sliding on a slide. Treated with Benadryl, diagnosed with urticaria. Mom was very happy with the care. Next patient is ML, is a 54-year-old woman complaining of shoulder pain, diagnosed with rotator cuff injury, treated with Toradol, morphine, and Zofran, and sent home with anti-inflammatory. X-rays were negative. She was happy with the care and liked Dr. English very much. Next patient is PM, 14-year-old young lady, body aches, headaches, vital stable, temperature 99.1, swab test negative. Diagnosed with viremia, treated with Motrin, Zofran, sent home. Mom was happy, child is doing better, everyone's, she felt like they got great care. Next patient is IS, 60-year-old woman, seen with a blood pressure of 97 over 67, severe atherosclerotic heart disease, stents everywhere in her body, complaining of abdominal pain. Patient received IV fluids, morphine, Zofran. Blood pressure came up to 115 over 75 at discharge, and pain got better. Chemistry was okay. Amylase was okay. Lactate normal. White count 5.6. CT negative. COVID test negative. Urinalysis negative. Diagnosed with reflux, but really what she has is gut angina, or most likely ischemic gut worsened by decreased in blood pressure for whatever reason. Patient was called, nobody answered. Low perfusion was causing patient's pain. And patient was to follow up with a GI and a PCP. Next patient is BL, is a 24-year-old young lady with dysuria, abnormal urinalysis, diagnosed with UTI, treated with Macrobid, Diflucan. She states she's feeling better. She liked everyone at the emergency room. Next patient is NJ, 35-year-old woman with shortness of breath, chest pain, back pain. Blood pressure initially was 154 over 104. Cardiac workup, including CT of the chest with contrast, was negative. Subsequently diagnosed with musculoskeletal pain. Sent home with a blood pressure 120 over 80. No medications. Patient's doing well. Today, pain is gone, and she was very happy with the care that she received. Next patient is BF, 26-year-old, the young woman with STD exposure, was given one dose of Diflucan 3 days ago. She was upset that Dr. English didn't treat her because she was still having symptoms of vaginitis, had no more Diflucan or cream, and Dr. English ordered STD panel, and they're waiting for the workup. It may be prudent to go ahead and treat empirically an symptomatic patient with STD symptoms or vaginitis type symptoms, as opposed to waiting for the results to come back. Patient will call the emergency room to make sure her results come back negative. Next patient is KH, is a 56-year-old male with constipation. Patient was diagnosed with internal external hemorrhoids, treated with Miralax, vital signs stable. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is AD, 59-year-old woman with COVID exposure, no symptoms, test negative, no treatment. She was happy with the care received, though. Next patient is CD, 59-year-old woman with history of diabetes on Trulicity and insulin, was seen on 8-3-2022, given doxycycline on 8-8. Patient seen again, this time she was diagnosed with a 2.5-centimeter abscess that required IND. Dr. English performed the IND, and patient was changed to clindamycin. Blood sugar was checked. It was 236, not treated. And patient was happy with the care, doing much better now. Next patient is AB, is a 17-year-old male with contusion, right knee, x-rays negative, treated accordingly and sent home. No one answered the phone. Next patient is TW, 42-year-old woman, chills, headache, body ache, cough, vital, stable, COVID is positive. D-dimer was slightly elevated, so a CT of the chest with contrast was done, which was negative. Urinalysis, chemistry, CBC, CT of the chest were all negative. Treated with Zofran, Tessalon, and Paxlovid. Patient was very happy with the care. Next patient is PC, 49-year-old woman who actually works at our facility. Was treated with Macrobed previously for UTI, not responding. She had blood and leukocytes and was treated with Levaquin, fluconazole, and Pyridium, doing much better. And she says Dr. English is always great. Thank you.